Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy as they join the Mark Unger Show, the show that's all about
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
You want answers?
Well, that's why people are responding to the program. Joining with me also today, the lovely, ever-charming Diane Brierley.
There is no excuse for that.
And a man who always knows what he's thinking, Ross Allen Skorzewski.
No, yes, no. Well, no, I'd crossed my mind.
This is the program that deals with all of your marital questions, relational mess-ups, dating dilemmas. You can email them to us at radio@markunger.com, and we'll do our best to opine upon your situation. You do it, of course, totally anonymously, and in return, we are brutally honest. We would never be this mean to you if we were actually looking at you. So just prepare yourself when you respond to this show.
Okay. Starting off with an article of WebMD.
WebMD.
Caught your kid masturbating?
Good heavens.
Here's what to do and say, because how you react matters. Starts off with a little story here. While catching up over coffee in her kitchen recently, my friend and I were interrupted by a peculiar noise neither of us initially recognized.
Oh, no.
Our eyes eventually locked onto her four-year-old son, who was rubbing himself and moaning with pleasure. My friend's face turned bright red. She was both embarrassed and caught off guard. Do kids normally start masturbating this young? She asks sheepishly.
All right. Stop. I want to kill somebody already.
This is wrong.
This is why I brought the article to your attention, sir.
This is already wrong. See, they dumbed down and they so broadened the definition of masturbating. That's why everybody says, well, everybody does it. Well, children masturbate. Mm-hmm. Babies in the womb, that's what they
say. That's what
they say. These babies in the womb. Look, touching yourself is not masturbating. Even touching yourself and going, ooh, ah, feels pretty good. It's not masturbating.
Don't ever do that again.
Ooh, ah. Oh, my retinas are burned.
I touch myself. I like to touch myself. I think I'm fabulous. But that's not masturbating in my definition. Masturbating is grabbing yourself, manipulating yourself over and over and over and over and over and over, and over while fantasizing and trying to fool your body into what is a pathetic excuse of an orgasm. That is masturbating. Children generally do not do that. They don't keep going and going until they, until they ejaculate.
No.
Babies in the womb aren't going until they come to some kind of pathetic version of an orgasm. So this is the thing. Caught my children masturbating. I figured he's talking about some teenager doing the wackadoodle.
Oh, no.
I know parents get all freaked out. Susie's touching. She's masturbating. She's not masturbating. She's touching herself and deciding, ooh, that feels good. Well, you know what? There's actually a good part of that. It's supposed to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's not icky, and it's not wicked, and it's not dirty. For heaven's sakes.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
Quit freaking out about all these things. Now, that is not masturbating. And I reject and their jackass thinking here, because what they do, I'm telling you, this is their thing. They want to dumb down and so broaden the definition of masturbating that the thought of not masturbating is absurd.
Yes. Because everybody does it.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to this chicky poo babe from Oprah. Blonde chick. You ever see this?
I never met her.
Okay. So now I haven't seen the movie, but the movie where, who is this chick? She's being interviewed.
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Basic instinct.
Basic instinct. Well, yep. She's got her legs crushed. Okay, so seriously, this lady's interviewing us, and I'm with a chaplain from the Army. Okay, so she's, first of all, she's a babe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She lays back in her seat.
No.
Spreads her legs. And I'm telling you.
This is the chaplain.
No, this is not the interview.
I was just getting a visual. I'm like, Lord, this is getting really wrong.
No, the chick from Oprah.
It was wrong already. Okay.
And spreading her legs. And I'm telling you, there she is.
There's something just wrong.
And she's like that during the whole interview. And I'm thinking, so is this a test?
Was she showing off? I bet it was.
Well, fortunately, unlike Sharon Stone, she actually had underwear on. But still, it was
just the same. But still, giving.
She's playing with you. I'm telling you, dude.
I'm telling you, it's straight shot at her crotch. Straight shot at her crotch the entire time.
I'm telling you, she was playing with you. And it's not that I'm against crotches per se.
I'm a big fan of crotches of my wife's anyway. But for heaven's sakes, I don't want to see her crotch or anybody else's crotch. So she's sitting there the whole time, doing the whole Sharon Stone thing.
Yeah, I remember the story.
So she's interviewing me, and we get on this thing about masturbating. And I take my stand on it. And she says, well, everyone masturbates. I said, what do you mean everyone masturbates? She says, children in the womb masturbate.
No.
I said, what are you talking about, children? I never heard of such a stupid thing. So then I go later to study, you know, Google, and find, what the heck is she talking about? Because they say the definition of masturbating is just touching yourself when it feels good. Now, first of all, what children are women, they're just reaching and grabbing stuff anyway.
All they happen to see on an ultrasound is that a hand
knows,
is there.
But even still, they're not masturbating. They're not bringing themselves to an orgasm. They're not yanking on it until they ejaculate. For heaven's sake, and that's when it dawns on me. That's the definition they want. They need that definition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
They have to have that definition because that definition is what gets everybody the excuse. Well, everyone masturbates.
Justifies it.
You know, so when I come along and say, quit masturbating, they're like, what? Are you crazy? That's such an I'm such an extremist.
Everybody does it.
Because, you know, everybody does it, you know. But that's not what we're talking about. Touching yourself. I touch myself. Good grief. Ticks me off. Idiots.
He was masturbating.
You're all idiots, you webinims.
Okay, anyway.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
You really should listen to the line,
sun and shine.
Talking about the goal that they strive towards around age 10. It's a goal. Yeah. It's a goal to achieve orgasm.
They learn what feels good when they continue to charge. Yes, but that's not masturbating. Then the other reason to do it is for stress reduction and relaxation, which is what brings them to ejaculating.
Go do yoga.
It's just okay, and also, pure crap. That's why people who masturbate have to do it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day.
And in secret.
Right. I know one lady, personally says, well, I masturbate 5 times a day. Seriously, I mean, who masturbates 5? But you'll find out these guys who do this tend to do it quite often. Over and over and over and over and over because it's
not relaxing. Mm-mm.
It doesn't, because nobody needs to have sex 7 times a day, though I would like to try. But nobody needs to have sex.
I'll get you an oxygen machine before you try.
That's inconceivable. 7 times a day. As much as I love myself.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
I know. We already discussed this.
Okay.
But who in the world has to have sex? Nobody does that. Okay?
Right.
Unless you're...
There's something a little off if you are.
But people who masturbate, it's exactly what they do.
That many times.
Because when you actually have real sex, it does totally relax and totally fulfill you and satisfies you. This idea, these people kind of do it over and over and over again, which proves, again, these webinar people are full of caca. And I'm...
Okay. You're throwing it away.
Masturbating.
All right.
Idiots.
All right.
They're all idiots.
Well, in all actuality, I pulled that article just because it was a good precursor to the first email for today, so...
It doesn't make sense.
That's right. Okay. Judge Judy.
Okay. So the first email says...
Frozen schlagged, frozen schlagged.
What did I just say?
I just told him it was full of baloney. People, they're not paying attention.
Okay, why don't you pay attention?
They're not paying attention.
What kind of responsible behavior is that?
It's not. It's masturbating, for heaven's sakes. Good grief.
Do you listen at all?
No, I tell him every show, quit yanking on your wiener.
Okay. The show where the co-hosts have been done away with
digital.
But
it's not true. I wasn't being mean.
I was being kind to you, sir.
I know it. That's what I've been trying to do.
Okay.
So you don't need us here.
You just have your own sound bites to engage back and forth.
I got Judge
you.
Judy on today.
Okay. Okay. So this mom writes in now. Her That's the noise I'm going to make if you don't stop pushing your buttons. Okay, listen to me.
Schlager, Fresen Schlager.
This woman's daughter is 17 months old, and she says she has recently discovered her private parts. I didn't think the question would come up until she was at least 3 or 4 years old, and therefore I am a bit unprepared for it at this age.
She's 18. There is no question that's come up.
Okay.
How old is she again, though, the girl?
17
months. I didn't
think
the question. What question? There's no question.
She says she's discovered that it feels good, and
it's
she plays with it.
It's supposed to feel good.
At 17 months,
who cares
though?
If she plays with it?
Okay. She says,
Who cares if you play with it?
Don't play with that. You'll go blind.
You will not go blind.
She says,
That's different than masturbating.
I've treated the situation casually so far, giving it a name and telling her that we go pee-pee and informing her that she can't touch mama's or sister's or anybody else's.
There's no reason to get awkward. Just say, don't do that. That's all you
gotta
do.
She says, I'm not sure if touching herself is bad or not. She doesn't know.
Okay, let me question. There's appropriate and there's inappropriate. What happens when she picks her nose?
You tell her to not pick her nose.
Just don't pick your nose. Do you say, oh, your nose is only for breathing. Oh, your nose is icky. Oh, your nose is very dirty. You don't touch your sister's nose. You're overreacting.
Yeah.
You're already freaking out.
Don't play with that. You'll go blind.
They will not go blind.
Just don't
make a big deal of it. It's no big deal. They touch them because it feels good. It does feel good.
She's worried.
I like my wiener.
She's worried because she
says... Everybody likes their private parts.
Well, I don't know if that's a true statement, but okay.
I am speechless.
Well, most people like their private parts. I just think people overreact to this stuff.
She says she's worried. I don't want to encourage anything that will lead to masturbation, but I also don't want to bring a sense of shame to my daughter over natural curiosity.
You're already doing it by making a big deal of it.
It's only for pee-pees.
If she's picking her... If she's picking her nose, just say, don't do that.
Okay, so that's how you handle, how to handle the discovery of the private parts. Just say, don't touch that. Don't do that, whatever.
You got to just deflect them. You know, kids have the attention span of a fly. Mm-hmm. I mean.
I noticed this with my son already.
How hard is it to change the attention of a child?
No.
I mean, seriously.
Here's a Lego.
Yeah. Do this.
Just distract him with something.
You know, take a car and light it on fire. They'll pay attention to that for a while.
Okay, so her final question is, what is normal natural discovery, and how do you know when it's crossed the line and becomes more of a masturbation type thing?
When they're going, and they're moaning and groaning, and they keep doing it for five minutes while they're fantasizing about men touching them, and then they reach an orgasm, okay? Highly unlikely your child's going to do that.
At 17 months.
Good grief,
not at
people,
17
come
months.
On.
Probably not at 7.
Good
at 17.
Grief.
What's the matter?
People.
Well, if they could understand to talk to them in terms of, yes, you want to touch it, yes, it'll feel good, but when they're 13 and, you know, they're getting to the point,
then you start,
then
having
you start
the
talking
sex
to
talk
them
with
about
them
it.
And what's appropriate and what's not appropriate and why you don't want to do that and you don't want to condition your body to respond to your hand. You want to save yourself for the perfect boy in your life. And
but this article did say that around age 10 or 11, the one you didn't want. 10 what? Or 11, do boys when they're 10 or 11, I'm not a boy, I don't know you guys, do they start actually masturbating to reach orgasm when they're 10 and 11?
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
I would say some.
Let me ask you something. In front of God and everybody on this radio show.
You asking me?
Yeah. Did you just discover masturbating all by yourself? Or did someone tell you about it?
I didn't discover masturbating, I discovered sex.
Well, yeah.
No one needed to tell me about Jack Squad.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea of masturbating and doing this back and forth until something happens.
Nope.
Did someone talk to you about it?
No, I saw it.
You saw it? Okay.
I'm a rare case. Okay.
No. You're hitting my point exactly. I didn't all of a sudden at age 13 go, you know, if you wang on this a whole bunch of times, it'll ejaculate. Something goes come.
You heard of it or heard other people
guys
talk of it or
talk
saw
to
it.
About right. it. And other guys say, oh, yeah, you need to do what? You need to do what? What do you mean? Yeah, if you rub a riff, really? You do
yeah.
what?
Yeah. Yep.
So this is bad garbage that comes from other bad sources.
Absolutely.
This is not, as everybody says, so natural. It is not so natural. People don't just sit there at a certain age and just going on and then as fast as they can until all of a sudden something comes flying out, for heaven's sakes.
The idea, right. The notion gets planted.
Good grief. There's so much bad information on this stuff.
Yep.
Makes me crazy.
That's why when the email came in and the article came in, they went perfectly together.
They did. Well
done. So there you are.
Well done. So there, I went psycho on that. and traumatize all kinds of new listeners.
Yes, you did. And your co-host.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and continue more right after this on The Mark Gunger Show.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage. Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Your kiss should live behind like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky, burning love. Ooh, I feel the temperature rising.
Which doesn't mean go and masturbate.
Need to go jump in the shower.
Turn it on the cold water.
You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show. 15 minutes of discussing masturbating, but we'll try to move on.
Okay, next email says, I get that a man's mind operates different from a woman's, so I'm not debating that. She's not debating that. My husband and I attempt to teach first-time obedience in our home with our children. How can I expect my children to hold to the standard if my husband is not expected to do the same? And is it not God's standard for us to respond the first time he asks us to do something? Just trying to wrap my female brain around this thought. I appreciate you and enjoy your fresh insight into marriage.
Until you hear my response, then you'll hate my guts. Honestly, I think you people with the first time thing need to check your medication, all right? You just need to chill out a little bit. Should they? Yeah. We should do all kinds of things. Life isn't exactly perfect. Okay? And to come just to make your kids just paranoid because they say, well, doesn't God? Okay, show me one place where God beats the snot out of people when they do the thing the first time. Look at how God dealt with the nation of Israel.
That's right.
If anything, it's like God is the most patient entity in the universe.
So then where do they get this teaching to parent God's way with this first-time obedience? Because that's exactly the one parenting class that I took years ago. That's exactly what it was.
Well, they were big on that. You should be obedient. Do it. Okay? Ideally, yes. It's that, what's the word again? I keep forgetting.
The paradox.
The paradox between grace and truth. Mm-hmm. Truth says, do it now. This is exactly what should be done. Period. No discussion. Okay? Grace forgives and resets the button and you do it again. The one does not cancel out the other. And I know people messes with their head.
They want one or the other.
And Paul said, you know, because God is so great, should sin abound? God forbid, he says. Mm-hmm. It's like the analogy we've used before. Should you kill people? No. Will God forgive you if you kill people?
Yes.
Oh, that means I can kill people.
No.
Okay? It seems like it's the paradox. It's the two different things that yet somehow incredibly fit together. Should you do what God tells you to do the first time, all the time?
Yes.
Will God knock you upside the head if you don't? No. Will he forgive you?
Yes.
So it means I don't have to do it the first time. No, you should.
People can't get their brains around
that. This is like a church
that.
Service in a sentence. And in essence, I'm watching you to call and response, you know? And she's just right on the heels with it. Yes.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Okay, so don't freak the kids out, for heaven's sakes. Are there consequences? Yes. But look at God, the children of Israel. Go and read 1 Kings or 2 Kings. More like 2 Kings. 1 Kings is more about King David and stuff, I think. 2 Kings, and watch how many times God told them, don't do it, don't do it, and they did it anyway. And he said, don't do it, don't do it. I mean, if I were God, I would have killed them all a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He puts up with this for hundreds of years.
There's no first-time obedience.
And there were still consequences,
there.
Hundreds of years he put on this.
Mm-hmm.
Then God says, I'm going to kill you all. And then the guy would come. And he'd cry and say, I'm so sorry. And then God says, okay, I won't kill y'all. And I'm thinking, come on, God, kill him. Kill him. Come on, kill him. And then toward the end, it got so bad. God, I can't remember. You have to forgive me because I don't have the whole thing memorized. But whatever king it was, it got so bad. And this has been going on for so long. God said, I'm going to destroy everything. And so the guy cries out to God, forgive him. He says, okay, I'll forgive you, but I'm still going to, I just want to destroy it in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, really? Just kill him. Kill them all already. I mean, these people were out of control. And it took what seemed like forever until God finally brought serious judgment and the nation of Israel all went into captivity.
And he still didn't kill them all.
No, almost all of them.
Right.
Okay, serious butt kicking. And from then on, you don't ever see Israel having a problem with idolatry.
Nope.
I mean, it.
They got the point.
They got the point big time. But no way do you get this picture of as soon as they went off the reservation, that God just smote them with some horrible thing.
Right. Smite button on his computer.
The smite.
Yep. Now, there's a perfection thing. Yeah, the one guy who reaches over and touches the ark when he wasn't supposed to, drops dead. Okay, but those are exceptions and even hard to explain.
Right.
But this idea that if your kid doesn't do it the first time, there's hell to pay. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's what they're talking about, then I'm opposed to that. But if they're teaching them, you should obey the first, that's fine. Yes, you should obey the first time. But what if they don't? Well, you don't destroy them, you know.
Right.
Relax a little. Tell them again. Hey. Now, the extreme to this is parents who keep going on and on and on. And I'm going to add the count to three. One, two.
Yeah, reasoning.
Two and a half. 2 3/4, 2 7/8. I mean, and it never means anything. The kids know it.
They know it.
But I'm just concerned that some people who are these serious perfectionists, you know, good grief.
Well, pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
You know, everything's got to be so absolutely perfect.
Yep.
I fear you're going to just freak the wheels out of your kids.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now connect the dots for her. When she asks, how can I expect my children to hold to the standard if my husband is not expected to do the same? So if you're, okay, if she's going
to
back off,
she's probably
this,
referring to me because you ask a man once, you ask him the second time.
That's exactly
well,
what
I'm just saying that's a normal way of dealing with men. It should be the normal way of dealing with your children, quite frankly.
See, they have to back down from this first time, every time thing.
Look, that list of succeeding with men is almost the exact same list. You succeed with, ask them for what, tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them again if you need to. Ask the right way. Don't destroy their self-esteem. At times, depending on the situation, a bartering thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are horror. They think that should never happen. Well, you know, everybody's got their opinion. So what? I'm just telling what I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole list is pretty much the same thing as dealing with children.
Yeah.
You know, so first time and then all hell breaks loose in your life.
Whether it's with your kid or your husband, that's wrong.
I think it's wrong too.
That's my opinion. A bunch of gun-shy children.
Well, and a gun-shy husband.
My opinion, you don't like it. Send an email to Diane. I don't want to hear it.
I get them all anyway.
That's good.
I get them all anyway.
That's wonderful.
Look, there's a gazillion people out there with all kinds of opinions on this. This show's about what I think. That's what I think.
That's your opinion.
You want to have all hell break loose the first time your kid
Okay. I will say this. Of the parents that I've seen like that, look at the fruit. Mm-hmm. Jesus said you'll judge them by the fruit. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe this is just my experience, and I'll buy that. But the ones I've seen that do this, their kids, as soon as they get away from them, live like hell.
Yeah, that's what I've seen, too.
Well, sure.
There has to be some grace.
I mean, they live like hell. They go loose. They go crazy. They start screwing boyfriends. They're mm-hmm. just doing drugs, smoking pot. These are the kids who were raised in this environment. Now, you're saying, well, that's not true. I know people who didn't. Their kids turned out great. Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying my experience. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, do I know of anyone who did that? Their kids did not go off the reservation. I might know one couple. Their kids maybe turned out okay. But by and large, I think the result is bad. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't believe in it. So there you go.
Okay, here's a compliment for you. I have been married. She's 53, first marriage, for almost 10 years. Wow, she didn't get married till she was 43.
Wow.
I had a daughter at age 18, though. I didn't think that premarital sex didn't matter to God, but I had a hard time with self-control. Before and after I was saved, I knew it was wrong. After being a Christian, I always felt bad when I had sex. The answer for me was to have a third person hang out instead of spending too much time by ourselves. And you talk about that. Premarital sex can mess up life and marriage. Mark is right. Start doing the right things. And cool. She thanks you for your message. So,
and thank you.
There you are.
By the way, my advice would have been to you, say it was so hard to do that. Get a husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she waited.
All you guys out there, who I was going psycho on this kid last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever. 30-year-old guy with his buddies all sitting around accountability groups, you know, holding their hands, singing Kumbaya, so they don't masturbate. Seriously, just get a wife. Mm-hmm. Look what the Bible says. You say you're Christians. You say you believe in Jesus. You say you believe in the Bible. The Bible says if you are burning with passion, does that sound like anybody mm-hmm. out there? Anybody ever feel this burn, what I call the urge to merge? Anybody feel that coming over your soul? Anybody? The answer is not masturbating. The answer is not to sit around and hold hands with Kumbaya people so you don't masturbate. The answer isn't to look at porn. The answer is, the Bible says, get married.
Yep.
Find a husband. Find a wife. I don't care how old you are. You're 18, 19, 20. So what? Get married.
People apparently don't believe what the Bible says.
First of all, they don't even know what the Bible says. Secondly, they could care less. Mm-hmm. All they know is what they want. What did that person said? They're theists, basically. They're people mm-hmm. that they just want to add Jesus mm-hmm. to everything else they already believe.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Hindu. You know, Hindus, they don't have a problem believing in Jesus. You know why? They've got like 20,000 gods.
Yep.
Just add another god.
Yep.
You need to believe in Jesus. Go, oh yeah, no problem there. Stick him up there with everybody else. But thou shalt have no other gods before me. Need to do this right. Taking a break. See you in a minute.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Who is this?
Queen.
I grew up listening to the Chipmunk version.
Oh no, I'm older than you. I listened to this one.
Well, there was a Chipmunk version when I was young, and they also did My Praise Sharona.
Yeah.
Everybody, get up! Come on, crank it up! You are grooving to the Mark Gunger Show, which is part advice, part American Bandstand, where we answer all your marital questions, relational dilemmas. Now you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com.
Next email says, I am currently single and 40 years old. I was married for 8 years and I've been divorced for 8 years. I've been in 3 not-so-good relationships since the divorce. I used to think I was just a magnet for losers, but after listening to your show, I realized it was my behavior that was attracting them.
Ah.
No manly man would have been attracted to how I was behaving. Very She's good that she boys. Figured it out.
She is a boy boinker. Was a boy boinker.
The last relationship was so awful, I actually asked for prayer to give me the strength to walk away, and it worked. And that was 6 months ago. So 6 months ago, she left
you.
The last loser. But this is her dilemma. Approximately 5 years ago, when she was dating these other people, she dated a man that was the son of a preacher. She was madly
son of
in
a preacher.
I knew you were going to say that. She was madly in love with him. He was not so much madly in love with me. When he got a few drinks in him, he was very affectionate and loving. But
yeah, I'll bet. But, the no-clothes version.
But other than once a week when he drank, when we were out with friends, he was sort of aloof and distant. Not mm-hmm. always, but the majority of the time. I just blew that off at the time, chalking it up to the hell that he had gone through with his ex-wife. So he had been married and divorced.
Why you girls do this? They are so quick to dismiss
yes.
all the bad warning signs.
Yes. She said, I let this go on for about 2 years, and yes, we were having sex.
What a shock.
Finally, I walked away because he just refused to take the relationship to the next level, and I wanted more. They've remained friends over the last 5 years.
The what? Next level. You're already screwing it.
Yes.
What's what, the other, next level?
What is the next level for you
to
girls
marry
out
her,
there?
I think.
You know, it's like I was watching this movie the other day, flying back from who knows, and on my little iPad. So I'm watching The Guardian. Have you seen
The Guardian?
The Guardian?
Yes, I like the movie.
Okay, great
but
movie.
For what you're
Who's
saying.
In it, real quick?
Kevin Costner and cutie little boy Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and the movie has a million positive
mm-hmm.
things in it about discipline, sacrifice, suffering, mm-hmm. and being willing to lay down your life for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. It's so a good movie.
But in the midst of that, of course, there's always putrid garbage, mm-hmm. sewered stuff that comes from Hollywood. So Ashton Kutcher meets this chick. And after talking to her for, you know, a really long time, like 8 minutes, mm-hmm. they decide it's okay to dance and screw. Mm-hmm. So he screws her little brains out. All right. Well, that's fine, apparently. You know, mm-hmm. So the movie goes on, good value, and then he comes back and he's boinking her brains out again. Okay, now it doesn't show it.
But
you know what just happened. So they're right. sitting there naked, whatever. So then at some point, he asks her this question. Would you go to dinner with me? And her response was, I'm not so sure I'm ready to get that intimate. Now, of course, I wanted to grab the controls of the plane and drive it into the ground. So I'm thinking, are you kidding me? This is the standard.
Sure.
Screwing people is nothing.
Oh, it's just casual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if we're going to really get in, if we're going to take it to the next level, like go to dinner.
Right.
And actually have to talk.
I have to think that over if we're going to go to the next level.
Because talking is the level above having sex,
yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah, apparently. Absolutely. And people say, well, no, it's no. Listen, I'm telling you, this is exactly what people think today.
It's exactly.
Deb
right.
and I were talking to this lady in Toronto, Canada. Not Toronto, Canada. Vancouver, Canada. Beautiful. Oh, I'm telling you, that city has the most gorgeous human beings in it I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, that's a whole other subject. But so this drop-dead gorgeous chick is telling us that she goes out every Friday, Saturday, whatever, having sex with different guys. And you're trying to get an understanding. She says, well, you know, everybody has a hobby.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine's pottery. Yours is boinking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's a boinker.
Oh, my word.
So some people exercise.
She's
some people,
a Christian. Please.
Some people golf.
You met her at the church, and she's a Christian, and this is
yeah,
her hobby?
I don't remember. Deb actually was more in the conversation than I was, because okay. I probably would have passed out.
Okay.
But I think she was there, or she, you know, I don't, who knows? A lot of people are so screwed up. So anyway, just in her mind, you know, some people golf, some people jog. I screw. That's what I do.
That's my hobby.
That's my hobby. I go out and I have, this is how I get exercise. And so we're not exaggerating, people, when we tell you that these messages get through to people.
Mm-hmm.
So the message is, sex is nothing, but now I want to go to the next level. I get intimate with dinner. So even this lady, as nice as she is,
mm-hmm.
is saying she's screwing this guy's brains out. But then the relationship fell apart because they wanted to take it to the...
She wanted to take it to the next level, and he apparently didn't.
Exactly. What is the next level?
What is the level
after
beyond
being completely
that?
Naked and doing whatever you want from head to toe with someone? What exactly is the next level?
Well, it's all backwards. It's all backwards.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Apparently, she wanted a commitment because she's backwards, bass ackwards, as my grandmother says.
Bass ackwards, absolutely.
A hobby.
You don't sit there and ask for, you know, it's like paying somebody in advance for a job.
Yeah.
You girls put out, and then you wonder why they don't commit to you. Well, because they don't need to.
Okay, she had it backwards. She dumped him.
But good.
Her real problem now is that the dude's come back around. He's come back around, uh-huh. and they've sort of remained friends for all of this time. But uh-huh. now they've hung out, football games, things like that. And he's starting to say things like, I'll always love you. And he made a comment about getting married. So at the end of that night they were together, he asked her to go home with him. Uh-huh. Wisely, she declined.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked him what his intentions were. And his reply to her was, this was via text message, let your brain rest and just go with it.
Wow.
She told him, I'm not so sure I'm ready to put my heart back on the chopping block. And told him that he would have to work to win her heart over. He said, okay, we'll go with that then. And she also told him she would not be having sex with him. So her question is she wasting her time?
Look, I think you ought to have a real serious conversation with him. You need to pull him over the side of the room. Look at him in the eye. And as gently and as sincerely as you possibly can,
mm-hmm.
tell him this. Hey, kiss this. And kiss this a goodbye. And kiss this a goodbye.
But you're so mean.
See,
you're so cold.
Tell him to kiss your butt and kick him out.
I think I like him, though.
Get away from him.
Well, here's
the other
thing.
As far as you possibly can.
They've already been together and had sex. For her to hang out with him, he's going to pressure her. It's not going to be like he's going to go, oh, okay, I'll abide by your wishes. You know he's not.
Don't be stupid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be mm-hmm. stupid.
How old is
he? He tells you right up front.
She's 40.
But he wants to know. She wants to know where this is going to go. And he says, mm-hmm. well, just clear your mind and go with
Let
it.
Let your brain rest feelings. And we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that she's 40 years old wondering if there's going to be anything else coming along her
I
way
don't
so she's just
care.
Holding
you
on to this?
Marry this
I'm
guy.
Yes.
I'm
just
you saying. Will be in hell.
She says,
if you marry this man, you both deserve to be locked in a room together for eternity
mm-hmm.
and just be miserable mm-hmm. with each other.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
You get away from him.
You have absolutely nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. You don't go to any functions with him.
Right.
You don't spend any time
with
him.
Don't be friends. Don't hang out
you
as friends. Nothing.
You don't be friends with him.
Nothing.
You get away from him. And if he wants to talk, that's okay. But just make sure the only thing you say is...
Pick his dears.
Come on!
And I don't mean on my rosy red lips.
Everybody get up!
And me and you.
Me and you.
We're through.
We're through!
And there's only one thing left.
Do
you just come on over here one last time? Fuck her up and close your eyes.
Tell him this.
Kiss her this.
Right here, baby.
Goodbye.
Right here, look at it.
And kiss this.
Come on. Goodbye. And get away from him.
But it's still a prime example where, you know, desperation, probably in this case, hopefully I'm wrong, you know, wins out the day.
Well,
and what, you know, is right is what is not pursued.
She does say, however, I'm still a new Christian and I'm a little leery that I'd actually meet a guy who would wait for marriage before having sex in this day and age. And I wonder, where on earth do you go to find this rare species?
Sweetheart, you start acting and treating yourself mm-hmm. with value.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And you will attract valuable men.
That's right.
It's just that simple.
Well, and here's the other thing.
As long as you carry yourself cheap, like that one mm-hmm. lady wanted to know if virgins put mm-hmm. out a vibe.
That's right.
I think they do, but it doesn't necessarily have to be even... literally virgin, just women who get a sense of morality, mm-hmm. know who they are, start doing life right. They attract really good men.
Mm-hmm.
Look around the women. I tell you, the women who do this right, look at them. They tend to have men in their lives. They mm-hmm. tend to be married.
Mm-hmm.
It's you girls who easily spread them
mm-hmm.
for anybody who comes along. Hey, how are you? Oh, it's really hard in here. Let me spread my legs. A little warm, honey. Cool off.
Oh, stop.
Let me take these panties off because I can hardly breathe. It's so hot in here.
Stop.
You're the ones who attract bad men.
Yes.
Stop it.
And here's
get away from him.
Here's the other thing. In going back and forth emailing with her, she does have two kids, and she has one that's still 14.
Wonderful.
So with a 14-year-old,
okay, listen to me
no
then.
Business.
You have a teenager? Don't date anybody. You stop it.
Wait until.
You listen to me. If you were my daughter, I would slap you upside the head. You got a 14-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
How creepy does it have to be? As a teenager, to have your mom dating.
It's very creepy. I went through it multiple times.
It's just creepy. Think about it. Imagine your mom dating guys when you're a teenager. Much less screwing their little brains out.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. You're not going to die if you don't have sex for the next 4 years. You'll be fine. And if anything, you're a young Christian. You know what you need to learn, sweetheart? You mm-hmm. need to learn one truth. You don't need a man.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
If you think a man is going to bring you happiness, You think a man's going to fulfill your soul,
Nope.
You think a man's going to make all the difference, everything you're wanting in life,
Nope.
Learn how to be content.
You say, then why would you get married? Well, because you build a life together.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is about building. You find someone else. You love this guy. You feel attracted to this guy. Let's do life together. Let's build assets together. Let's have something so that in 20, 30, 40 years from now, we have so much more than we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
In so many different ways. You're not going to die if you don't have sex for 4 years.
Well, and she used the time to find out who she is and
get
solid in her face and
stuff.
All
don't
of
be
that.
Dating
it's not
guys
wasted time.
Traumatizing the snot out of your 14-year-old. Stop
so
it.
So what is your message to single people then, you know, who feel, in her case, she needs to be with somebody, but yet for her learning how to live content as a single person, what's your message to someone
your
like
contentment
her?
Could come from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
People who think they have to be happy to be married are idiots.
Yeah.
Marriage doesn't make you happy. Anybody been married for more than a month? Come on. I mean, time's just happy. Time's just pure hell.
Oh, right? That's right.
Yes.
Marriage is not about happiness. Marriage is about building a life together, having children, building a net worth together, advancing the kingdom of God together, holding hands together through heaven and hell.
Right.
People don't get that. They think on the single side of marriage, they think marriage is about if I can just get there,
then I'll be happy.
And they don't understand it.
But these are the people who are miserable.
Yeah. Because you're not happy on some
days.
And
some of you have done this 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and you're still chasing this mirage.
Yep.
Stop. Here's a chance for you for the next 4 years to really get happy. Do you know what? Because you can be happy. You don't need a man to make you happy. You don't need a woman to make you happy, guys. All right?
You don't.
You're supposed to, as a Christian, be filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because our happiness comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
That's your foundation.
You get two people who are already completely happy, who don't need marriage to make them happy. They make the best marriages.
I promise you, you go looking for happiness and contentment in another person, and you are going to be profoundly miserable.
I have a question. I
have an opinion.
My question is this, is coming from where I did, how much time and energy and emotion is spent on trying to find that mate in life and robs you from being the quality parent that you need to be?
Oh, all of it.
You know what I'm saying? Here you have an opportunity.
I think she needs to focus on those kids.
Yeah. Right.
Focus on the kids. Now, if you're a young mom, your kids are like 3, 4, 5, okay, that's different. I cut them slack. I'm, you know, mm-hmm. you want to get remarried again. But when you've got an older kid,
mm-mm.
they want to watch you go through the dating process? Oh, man.
Mm-mm. When they could nope. use
I'd
you.
I'd be mortified.
They
go,
you.
Otherwise,
they need you. They need you. Absolutely.
Screwing man. Yes. Oh, man.
And I will tell you from my own life experience that when you are desperate, when you're looking for somebody, you are not available to your children at all. You are right. doing everything wrong conceivable under the sun
oh,
instead
yeah.
of doing what you need to do as a parent because you're caught up in this.
Mm-hmm.
I that's just my experience.
It's too bad.
Can't do that. You can't do that.
Then they wonder what happens when their kids start making bad decisions.
Oops, what happened there? Yeah. Well, you were too worried about who you're going to go home from the bar with to be there for your kids.
You think?
To be a parent. Yeesh.
Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back with more on The Mark Unger Show right after this.
Laugh Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt-Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
You're a carousel, you're always so well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through. And you know that's what all love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you. You make me sing.
What a great song,
you're
huh?
every Indeed. Line, you're every word, you're everything.
Michael Bublé.
It would be really great if he sang it at the My Super Bowl next year.
Is Michael Bublé.
That is not the type of energy you bring
Bublé.
To the Super Bowl.
For
you
know, us
you
old
know
what? Fogies,
if they
it
did,
is.
If they did swing.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that'd like, be just different.
To bring
yeah.
the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Yeah,
bring
Brian
it,
Setzer.
Really
man.
Cool.
Jive,
now that,
thing,
yeah.
That,
it would be
that,
cool.
That,
you know, just let
song.
It swing.
And it would be family
no.
with the horns and a full band.
That would be so good.
All the ladies would be standing up and all the men would be like out for another beer. if that song was being done during the Super Bowl.
Well, oh, maybe if they one, put chicks saying... with their boobies hanging out, gyrating, dancing about, to Michael Bublé.
It's all about ratings.
Seriously?
Do you, this Super Bowl had the highest
ratings ever.
I know.
Most
ever.
Watched show yes. ever.
That's because the Packers were in it.
That's exactly why.
Nope.
And it's God's team.
No.
That's why they have
That's
G
why.
On the side of their helmets.
Forget
it, because
life.
It stands for God.
God's team.
Ryan Setzer would be.
We ought to have people kicking and swinging, yeah.
And then have Michael Bublé, Harry Connick, all the guys.
Oh yeah, Harry ought to be out there with his piano singing.
Lady, baby, looks like it's going to
hell. Come on, this would be great.
Sorry, Bublé is not even a part of that crew yet. Come inside, baby. You want to put
he
Sinatra,
rings my bell.
If he was rock, Sinatra, jiving,
then you wake
Setzer,
up,
hey, Harry dance. Connick.
You're not supposed to talk, you're supposed to dance.
I am dancing.
You're not dancing, you're dancing.
Okay, how about this? The Bublé has got a lot to prove.
Yeah!
He's good.
Swing it! Kick! Get the person next to you where you're working right now. Put him out of the cubicle. Swing around. Toss him in the air. Whoops, somebody dropped
him. Looking for a cannibal.
Papa's
in the icebox looking for a cannibal.
Mom's
in the backyard learning how to jive and well.
You gotta jump jiving, then you wear, you gotta jump jiving, then you wear, you gotta jump jiving, then you wear, you gotta jump jiving, then you wear.
Sounds like drunk drive.
Drunk drive.
You're drunk from driving.
You're listening to American Bandstand with Mark Unger. Pushing, batting, twisting knobs, playing music because he gets bored very easily. That's fun music, man.
Do you remember Brian says?
All right, if I can get back to work now,
do
sit down.
His videos, and like when he's just an amazing entertainer.
Who?
Setzer.
Why doesn't he do the Super Bowl?
Well, that would be huge. I'm just saying.
Write a letter.
Get some real musicians. What a concept. How about people who can play more than three chords?
How about it?
How about that? How about that?
Three chords, no more. Jimmy Bratcher. Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true. You gotta love Jimmy.
We want something better than what I've seen.
What?
I'm sorry, I was not a Black Eyed Peas fan.
Tonight with Jimmy Bratcher.
You are?
Night two.
Olathe, Kansas.
In Olathe, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy's cool, man.
He is.
If you're in the Olathe, Kansas area, Kansas City, here
what's,
I come.
What's that big daddy-o? The Electric Rev.
The Electric Rev is gonna be there. And, he's cool, man.
He's a cool cat.
Yep.
He's a sweet
guy. He exudes
man.
Cool.
Is Mr. Gonzalez still playing harmonica for them, too?
Oh yeah, man. Is how is he doing?
Is he, I wonder if
I
he'll
know.
Be there.
I don't know. We're taping this before, so I have no idea. I should know because I was like, what happened last night. But this is actually
Felipe.
The day before last night, so I have no idea.
Felipe Gonzalez.
Felipe. Actually, what do they call him? They call him
Tim.
Tim. Tim. It's not his name. His name's Felipe.
Felipe. Yeah, you don't.
You don't use Tim, you go Felipe. What's my
no
name?
No offense,
name?
Tim, by the way.
Tim, our engineer. Oh, I've been introducing Tim lately at the beginning of the show, last 3 days.
You forgot?
I
didn't even notice. I'm sorry, Tim.
Tim Weir pushing
we love
knobs,
you.
Twisting buttons.
Tim apparently. Who?
Not Tim Weir.
Not Tim Weir.
Tim Ray.
Tim Ray. Apparently we don't love him enough to even know his name.
I know his name. I love you,
you
Tim.
You don't know his name.
Yes, I do. What's no, that?
This is Jimmy Bratcher, man.
This is the three chords.
Oh, yeah. But this is the blues. And even that.
When it walked into the
why don't I have some blues out there? These cats can actually sing. The problem with these pop cats is they cannot sing.
Right.
They're awful.
They're just performers.
They're performers. Yeah, they dance. Whoopie stinking do. When you walk into the room.
See, when you're my age, you don't care about watching them dance. Sure. I want to hear somebody who can sing.
Well, can't you get? Well, they get dancers around them.
That's right.
Just dance.
Right. Unless you were like Michael Jackson.
Walked up to the band and said.
Very rare.
Three chords and no more.
It's a great song.
Ironically, it has more three chords in it.
Yeah.
There's the one. There's the four.
Going to the.
Going back to the one.
Slow.
Everybody's saying, what happened about relationships? Shut up. I want to listen to music. Number four.
He said, play me three chords.
Back to number one.
Slow.
Do, 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 do. Okay, get ready. We're going up to five. Soon. We're going up to the five chord. Here it goes.
I don't know about
we did a transition one, though.
To the
four.
I get the blues playing.
People are like, what is he talking about? Numbers, the one, the four, the five, the what?
It's the chords.
It's the chord.
Are you done jimmying over there?
I'm done jimmying.
Can you
around.
Handle a compliment?
You should still go back to Felipe Gonzalez. That song that he wrote about his brother, do you remember that?
I do. That's cool.
That is the most amazing song.
Great harmonica player. All right, Mrs. Brown. Okay. Before we lose our entire audience.
Okay. Here is a compliment for you. I just want to thank you for your show and what you are doing. I wanted to comment on something that I have been able to see with new eyes because of your seminar radio show and the flag page test. In your seminar, you mentioned that men are attracted to confident women, and I've always confused that for being motivated by confidence. The flag page has a motivation that is called tons of confidence. I know women who are or at least seem to have that motivation, and I always felt very insecure around them. I am so grateful to understand the distinction between being a confident woman and having it as a flag page motivation. That has helped me tremendously to accept myself for who God has created me to be, with appreciation and respect. She signs it.
Cool.
So thank you. There you go.
Thank you. For those who don't know what she's talking about, you can go to flagpage.com. It's a quick little test you can take. It's all about figuring out who you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate you taking the time to read this. We were sent to your seminar by the Army chaplain. I have been married for going on 7 years and have been an Army wife for all that and... Army wife for all that time. I was raised in a Christian family with Christian values. My husband and I have lived through deployments, infidelity, and anger issues. He is no longer cheating since your lecture. He no longer pleasures himself, and a lot of things are different.
Yeah.
But at heart, I see some of the same old things. You speak of forgiveness in your lecture, and I believe I have forgiven him, but there are times when just looking at him makes me so angry that I could spit. If you have any suggestions, please help.
Dewey.
Might I say that I haven't been through all of that, and there are days that I am so angry, I look at my husband, and I just want to spit.
Oh, she just described my wife.
It's like, seriously.
Look at me.
It's just life. It's just
life. Why do you have so many spit tunes around your house?
No, you're right. See, it's just life.
It's just life.
It's just life.
I haven't been through all of the infidelity and deployments and porn or anything like that with my husband, but boy, there are days that I would just as soon spit at him than look at him. I get so mad. It's just life. Ross, that never happens in your house, though. There's never...
No, I just chew and spit on purpose, and so does she. So we just know it's directed at each other, but...
Oops, sorry, I missed the spittoon there, dear. Wasn't aiming for you.
All right, so listen to me, all you people out there in Radioland. Marriage, at times, is absolutely wonderful. At times, it's pure... unadulterated hell. Then at times, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Then at times, it's pure unadulterated hell.
Sometimes it's just a lot of the in-between.
And a lot of in-between between that, okay? Don't freak out about that stuff. It's just about life. Don't connect it. I know you're a woman, you want to connect it to everything that's going on. Look, he may have never done those things, and still there'll be times when you look at him, and you'll be so mad. You'll want to spit. All right? Just write it out, talk it through. You'll be fine. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.